Sustainable Home Catalyst, Episode 8, Green Homes versus Sustainable Homes. What's the difference? Welcome to Sustainable Home Catalyst. I'm your host, Ben Hildebrandt, and I'm here to help you learn how you can make your home more sustainable for you, your finances, and the environment. My goal is to help improve the quality and sustainability of existing homes in North America. This is Episode 8. And in today's episode, we'll be discussing the difference between green and sustainable homes. Spoiler alert, however, a green home is a sustainable home, but it can do much more than just be environmentally friendly. For the past several decades, a movement has been slowly growing. This movement is towards taking better care of our planet, toward not depleting its many natural resources, and not poisoning its delicate ecosystem through the chemicals we use or garbage we produce. Efforts to protect the earth by the way we live and work have been called being environmentally friendly. Another term often used is being green. Many have applied this movement of being green to the homes that we live in. They apply these green principles in two main areas. First, through using materials that do not deplete natural resources and are not harmful to the earth during their useful life, or when they are disposed of. Second, through designing a home that does not require as much energy to operate and be comfortable in, and also utilizes the sun to provide energy through solar electricity and passive or active solar heating. Homes that apply these principles to be more environmentally friendly are often referred to as green homes, due to the fact that green homes help preserve and sustain the Earth's ecosystem compared to standard homes. They have also earned the title of being sustainable homes. Thus, the term sustainable home is a reference to how the home sustains our planet as opposed to destroying it through its construction and use. I personally, however, like to take the term sustainable home a bit further. The definition of sustainability describes the ability to be maintained at a certain rate or level. While the initial intent of referring to green homes as sustainable homes refers to the home being sustainable to the natural environment, green homes are sustainable in many more ways. Green homes can be sustainable to your health, your finances, and your lifestyle. How often do you get sick or just not feel good when you are at home? Have you ever wondered if there might be something in the air or materials in your home that might be bad for your health? Most older homes, and even many new homes, are not built very airtight, which means that air can leak uncontrolled through the exterior walls, roof, and even the foundation. This most often occurs around windows, exterior doors, lights, switches, and plugs. Many older homes were built to account for this air leakage as a source of fresh air into the home. This air, however, can pick up dust, chemicals, and even organisms that may be present in the materials it passes through, and can bring these contaminants into your home. In the past few decades, homes have been built tighter and tighter to lessen this uncontrolled air leakage in an effort to reduce heating and cooling costs. This has reduced the amount of contaminated air entering into homes, but a result of this, in some cases, is that there is insufficient fresh air being brought into the home. This fresh air is needed to account for pollutants that we create from activities such as breathing, cooking, using air fresheners. Now, air fresheners might smell nice, but they aren't usually the best thing for us to be breathing in. Also using cleaners, cosmetics, and from other activities in our home as well. Other sources of fresh air in a home are from the fresh air intake of our furnace, which, if you don't have central air conditioning, doesn't run much in warmer months, or from opening windows, which most of us don't do much during the colder months of the year. The quality of the air from your furnace and through your windows needs to be considered as well. Unless you have a high-quality furnace filter that you change or clean regularly, based on the manufacturer's recommendations, it may not be doing much to reduce air contaminants from inside or outside your home. Air coming through your windows will be whatever quality the outdoor air is. If you are in an area with a large amount of industrial air pollution or near large forest fires during certain seasons, this outdoor air coming in through your windows won't be very good for you. Poor air quality can affect your health regardless of the exact source of the pollutants. So where have green sustainable homes helped to improve air quality and thus health in your home? Most green homes are deliberately made tight to minimize energy loss through air leaks. Because of this deliberate tightness, these homes are most often properly mechanically ventilated, bringing adequate fresh filtered air into your home. The deliberate air tightness also eliminates most uncontrolled contaminated airflow through the exterior walls, roof, and foundation. The mechanical ventilation runs all of the time, providing fresh filtered air into your home and exhausting the used contaminated air. While some newer homes that are not particularly designed to be green are built with a properly designed and installed mechanical ventilation system, these systems are much more prevalent in green homes. Green homes also often incorporate materials and interior finishes which are more natural and thus emit fewer harmful contaminants into your air. For more information about that, see the last episode of this podcast, episode 7, where I interview Erica Reiner about eco-interior design. By not building or bringing toxins into your home and ensuring proper ventilation, most of the contaminants that would make you sick or irritate your asthma or other respiratory problems you may have are eliminated from the air, and your health can greatly improve. So, what about being sustainable to your finances? When first discussing green homes, many people ask how much it will cost compared to a standard home. This is a very reasonable question, and one that is difficult to get a straight answer on. It all depends on exactly how a home is made to be greener. I suggest looking at it in a different way, though. When you decide to get a granite countertop in your kitchen, you know it is going to cost more than a lower grade countertop, but it will look great and last a long time. And don't forget the extra cost sometimes to reinforce the floor structure to support that heavy granite. Some green home improvements, such as furniture and finishes, are similar to granite countertops in that you pay for them and the result is something that you just use and look at for its life. Also, green materials may have health benefits due to a lack of toxins. Those health benefits are difficult to put a dollar value on as a return on your investment. Many green home improvements, such as extra insulation, high efficiency heating and cooling, passive heating and cooling, such as using the design of your home to heat and cool through sun and shading instead of using mechanical systems, and high performance windows, are done to reduce the amount of energy your home uses on a daily basis, thus being environmentally friendly by requiring less energy to run. By using less energy due to these improvements, your monthly utility bills will be lower. Thus, an increased upfront cost can result in a monthly savings in your cost to run your home. This leads to more dollars in your bank account, kind of an interest payment on your investment. Let's illustrate this in the example of doing a renovation on your home. This is a bit heady to kind of wrap your head around just listening, so check out the show notes at shcatalyst.com/008, where I've listed these costs. But let's say you're looking at spending $50,000 to replace the windows and siding on your home, and you're considering spending an extra $20,000 to add extra exterior insulation on your home and get higher efficiency windows. So instead of just spending $50,000 on your renovation, you would be looking at spending $70,000. Now, most of us would get a loan for this work. So let's do some loan calculations. Let's say you get it financed at 5% for 15 years. If you're looking at just getting the $50,000 loan at 5% interest for 15 years, you'd be looking at a monthly payment of just under $400. And in the end, the total amount you'd pay would be $70,930 and change. I'm not going to get too specific audio-wise. So $50,000 loan, 15 years, in the end, you're paying $70,931. And you're looking at $400 a month of your monthly payment. To get an extra $20,000 on that, so a $70,000 loan, your monthly payment goes up by about $150 a month. And in the end, you're paying just over $99,000. So in the end, you're going to look at just over $28,000 more paid for that additional $20,000 of work at the end of your loan. So $157 more per month on the loan. But what if these improvements could save you $160 or more on your monthly utility bills? Thus, it would more than make up for the extra you're paying per month on that loan for the extra improvements you've done. So, like I said, it's a bit hard to wrap your head around, but if you're looking at $160 more per month for some extra improvements, and you can save that amount or more on your monthly utility bills, it might be worth it. That's just an example of how being more sustainable in your home can be more sustainable to your finances. But I have two important points to make about this if you're considering at improvements and looking at the cost benefit of that. First, you need an energy advisor or energy modeler to help you do an analysis of what you could save on the energy costs by doing improvements like this, by adding extra insulation or higher efficiency windows. Second, if you're adding insulation or drastically improving the air tightness of your existing home, it's going to affect how your heating system performs and cooling as well. And you'll most likely need to install a smaller system that best meets the heating and cooling and ventilation loads of your home. Oversized systems do not work properly, wear out faster, and often result in comfort issues. So if you're considering adding extra insulation or greatly improving the efficiency of your windows, first, get an energy advisor and an energy modeler to help you properly analyze what you need to do. And also make sure you get your heating, cooling, and ventilation system analyzed to ensure it's going to work properly still, or to ensure that you get a proper system installed at the same time so you're not going to create other issues in your home. So when you're looking to make your home greener by decreasing your energy use, whether it be electricity or natural gas, it is sustainable to your finances as it will reduce your utility costs in perpetuity. Don't know if I said that word quite right, but one cost to do the improvements will result in, for the life of your home, those utility costs being lower because you're using less energy. This can be especially noticeable if you're able to finance your improvements for less per month than you are saving on your monthly utility bills through making the improvements. Finally, how can a green home be sustainable to your lifestyle? When designing a home or renovation to be green and as energy efficient as possible, one of the main goals is to not waste space so that you can make your home or renovation as small as possible and thus save money to complete and require as little energy as possible to heat and cool. This requires being mindful of your needs and activities. Instead of being designed to have a certain number of bedrooms and a kitchen, den, living room, family room, office, study, theater room, or whatever other rooms are typically on a real estate listing, green homes are often designed to have spaces for your daily activities, not just to have certain rooms. For revealing exercise, make a list of every room in your current home, and beside each room, note how many times you are in each room every week or every month. It may surprise you how little you use some of the rooms in your home. In European countries, most homes are built much smaller than homes in North America, and every space is utilized. When designing a home to have a space for each activity instead of a certain amount of rooms, you can account for multiple activities within the same room and thus reduce the number of rooms in your home and thus the size of your home. For more information on this, read The Not So Big House by Sarah Suzanka. And I've got a link in the show notes to the Amazon listing for that as well, which is an affiliate link. So if you click on it, I get paid, but really good book. Photos are a bit dated, but it really brings home this important concept of designing for your lifestyle and designing for your activities, not just designing for a certain number of rooms. So think about this. Have you ever wanted to curl up and read a book, but your only options are to curl up in bed in your room or to sit on the couch with everyone else around in your living room? Would it be more satisfying to have a quiet corner in your home with a comfortable seat to curl up on and read a book with minimal chance of being disturbed? Having a space, not necessarily an entire room though, designed for specific activities such as this, can make it much more enjoyable and fulfilling to live in your home. Think of other activities like that you could design a specific space that meets that need, but doesn't necessarily require an entire room. When you design your home and renovation to meet your needs and your typical activities, it can be a pleasure to live in and support and sustain your desired lifestyle. Though they are often mainly designed to be environmentally friendly, there are many ways that green homes can be sustainable not only to the environment, but also to your health, finances, and lifestyle. The show notes for this episode can be found at shcatalyst.com/008. If you have found this post valuable, and you know someone who also loves green, sustainable homes, please share it with them. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, go do something to make your home a little more sustainable. The information provided in this podcast is meant to inform you of the many ways that you can make your home more sustainable. The information and opinions presented are solely those of myself and my guests and are based on our own experience and research. Before undertaking any major projects or any project outside of your own area of knowledge and comfort, you should consult a professional in your area that is familiar with local building codes, regulations, and construction practices.